This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is where it gets a little hairy. You're hoping for an Orioles win tonight. You're also hoping they don't get so hot, because if you are able to overtake the Yankees for the number one seed, if things went to chalk, the Orioles are the team you'd face in the ALDS about 10 days from now. So a little confusing. Now, on one hand, you really want the Orioles to win, but what you're really rooting for is the right to face the Orioles the first chance you get in the ALDS. So I'm a little cross-eyed right now, Jason.
I think a little bit, too, is matchup, right? I think we're looking at this from a matchup perspective that says, who would the guards rather face off the get after the wild card games happen? Do you want to face the Astros possibly, or do you want to face Baltimore possibly? I'm saying right now you face Baltimore because they're banged up in the rotation. I think when you look at our starting rotation and you look at what you have in the bullpen and then what the offense is doing right now, I think they can handle Baltimore.
Well, and here's the other thing. It's really, would you rather face the Astros or the Orioles? And I'll be honest with you, some of this is just spite. I'd like the Yankees to have to go through the Astros. The Astros have been the Yankees' boogeyman, and so if those teams could cancel each other out in an ALDS, and you have the perception is the easy route, there's no easy outs in baseball. I mean, I'd rather face a not Astros Yankees team and then one of the Astros and Yankees rather than facing the Astros then the Yankees for the right to go to the World Series, where you're likely going to have to face the Dodgers or the Phillies. So,
right.
Again, half game off, but as the Yankees have the tiebreaker there, you really need to go basically a game up on them. You need to finish with one more win and one more loss than the Yankees. So that's where we are. Carmen Alima's Emerging Podcast Scene tackles the sports scene with a different style every Tuesday and Thursday. Mornings at 10:15, listen live on the 92.3 The Fan Extra channel on the free Odyssey app, and of course, 92.3thefan.com, presented by Extend Technologies, or you guys can also check out every single archived episodes. Well, Jason, we have stirred the hornet's nest here on is TJ Friedl the number one, public enemy number one? Let's go with Lisa. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, Lisa.
Oh, doing great here today. Listen, Nick, they need to calm down a little bit here. Mm-hmm. They were only down two runs in the top of the seventh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't even think anybody cared it was a bullpen session game, because nobody looks at a no-hitter as a bull. Nobody looks at a bullpen no-hitter the same way as they would any other no-hitter game.
So the only thing is,
I don't think one or two of those this year.
I don't think we've ever had a perfect game combined game. So there was some history of that would have been the first time ever. And here's the thing. It's not that he got the hit. It's how he did it. Because I will say this is – so I should ask you this. Do you subscribe to any of the unwritten rules of baseball, or do you not care about any of them?
I subscribe to some of them. But
okay.
This one is not, because they were still in the game. It was only a two-run game.
Okay.
It was two to nothing, top of the seventh. They were trying to win the game.
Well, I've calmed down a little bit. I still think TJ Friedl's a knob, though, okay?
He is, but let's not beam him because we don't want our guys to get suspended.
No, that's happen. I was thinking next year. I was thinking next wherever okay, he next is, year. We find him. If he goes to
roll
Japan,
into spring training.
Yep.
Into spring training. Yeah. Hey, they're both at the same complex. It might work out perfect.
By the way, we missed the golden opportunity. Anthony Gosch has been up and down 15 times. You couldn't call him back for one more time next year. They plunged him in the tuchus.
Let Anthony do it. Definitely.
Yep. After we win the World Series, Lisa, I like where your head's at. Thank you.
Okay, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Let's go with Justin. Welcome to the show, Justin. What you got for us?
Afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
So I'm not all anti-bunt like you guys, but in this situation, obviously I hate it because it was against us. But you have to think about it. If we were the ones being had a perfect game against, would we even be talking about it? I mean, think about it. I think it was 2021. Would we get no hit like four times? If we had someone lay down a bunt, we'd be celebrating because we didn't get no hit and be part of history. So it's only because it happened to us that I think we really care about this.
So now this is because I think you're bringing up a good point. I do think some of this is it happened against us. It makes us mad. I'm sure that's part of it for me, too. So I promise you the next time somebody breaks up a perfect game with a bunt, no matter who they play for, Guardians, the Nippon Ham Fighters, I'm going to go ham on their ass, I promise you. On my own honor, which there's very little of it, I promise you I will do that. Okay, buddy?
All right, I'll hold you to that, Nick.
All right, thank you so much. Justin, giving us a call there. I'm still in. I can't even talk. I'm so irritated by TJ. Here's the thing. TJ Friedl's also kind of an annoying baseball player. Like, he is that guy. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to make the Kipnis comparison. Now, Kip was an all-star. But, like, there were times where the dirtbag thing.
He's a pesky player.
Yeah. Like, if,
so you look at Kipnis. You look at Dustin Pedroia.
Yep.
Those guys, yeah, they're a nemesis to some players. But I still go back, and I'm going to repeat myself again. It's a bullpen by committee.
Doesn't that make it more rare?
No,
it's never happened. It's never happened in baseball. You're a baseball player.
I am.
I got to get you on the side of history
here. I can't. And I love history. I think history is great. I think it's, you know, what we all stand for.
Seems like you don't like history right now.
But I'm not in the history phase right now where it's a bullpen by committee outcome. And ultimately, I don't have any qualms to it.
216-474-0092. TJ Friedl, we're just going to go just his name now, Charming or Chach. That's a hit or miss name. Now, with that being said, because I realize I know several TJs, so I'm not going to go down that road. So do you see, how big of advantage do you see to the one seed? I know we were just talking about it, but do you think that this is a go-all-out kind of thing for the Guardians?
Yeah, I really do. I think you want to be playing your best baseball at the end of the season, rolling into the playoffs. The Guards are doing that right now. They've shown the last couple nights, and yes, I know it's a Cincinnati Reds / Northern Kentucky Reds. You know, I think, and I like that a lot. That's kind of a nice jive right there, right? But when you look at this group playing, we saw it last night. They give up a couple runs. It's tie ball game late. Hosey comes up, 3-run bomb, and then you have Emmanuel Clase come in and kind of struggle a little bit. You know, he struggled with command early on, kind of got fired up. The line drive out was huge for him, and then being able to strike out the next two guys. So going for the one seed, I like that they're going to go and continue to fight for it until they can't anymore. And for me, if you get that one seed, it puts in perspective the kind of season that you played out in 162 games.
Well, so there's a couple things here. One, again, it just spites the Yankees and makes them, you know, their side of the bracket gets the Astros, which I think is huge. The other big thing is, you're not just probably playing for home field advantage in the ALCS. You could end up having home field advantage in the World Series. Now, you had that in 2016 and that bitch in the butt because Cubs fans took over Progressive Field.
Unbelievable.
That's still, I can't begrudge people for selling those tickets knowing what they were going for. It still hurt to feel like a Cubs home game. But here's the other thing. I think the Guardians are trying to split the difference. Because I think the way they've kind of done the pitching matchup is they're trying to give themselves a chance to win. But they're not trying to let the Astros see their full hand just in case they don't win. And I think that's really smart. I think going all in, you'd probably put, maybe if you even bring back Bybee for that last game, I think the idea of we're going to try and not show him a lot while still trying to beat him kind of hedges both sides of it and splits the difference, because it still is an uphill battle to win, to get the number one seed.
Well, and if they stay in the two seed and they do ultimately face the Astros, the Astros are going to see some of those pitchers in the playoffs as well. But yes, you know, if you're looking at your number one, who that might be, Bybee, you know, I would love to see him get that nod. And if he does, they're not going to see him. They maybe saw him earlier in the season, but they're not going to see him late in the season when he's going at his best.